joining us from State Police is State Police Sergeant John Perrine. John, I understand a big accident this morning on I-465 northbound on Indy's west side. Just walk us through kind of what happened and what police, what you guys are, you know, investigating right now about what happened this morning around 3:30.
Yeah, we got a call of a vehicle that hit the wall, and the crash was actually minor. But when officers from the Speedway Police Department arrived first, they found two people, each of those having injuries consistent with gunshot wounds. One of those two adults were unresponsive and unconscious. The other was transported to an area hospital, both with injuries consistent with gunshot wounds.
Okay, and one of them died, is that right?
That is correct. One of them was pronounced deceased at the scene.
All right. Any idea about if there was a shooter that was there or on the loose, or if it was something that happened in the car? Are you guys trying to figure that out still?
Yeah, still a lot of questions to be answered, and that we're working through our investigation right now. But preliminarily, we believe these shots were fired from somebody in another vehicle as they were driving down the highway.
And any ideas on when cleanup is going to be done?
I would say within the next 20 minutes. Right now, we're just wrapping up a final few things here, and hopefully we'll have all the lanes open shortly.
Okay. How many incidents have you guys seen like this, do you know of? It seems like there's been more and more of these happening this year.
Yeah, this year alone, in Indianapolis area interstates, we've had 64 incidents involving gunfire on the interstate. And so last year we had 23 the entire year.
Man. Well, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think we're all set.
Okay. John Perrine from State Police, Sergeant, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
All right. Hey, no problem. Take care. Thanks.